Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome to Crypto Nights. We are very excited to have you here. Here's where the best minds bridge the crypto divide. I'm your host, Kanth Miriala. Let's start off with a disclaimer. These are podcasts for educational purposes only. They are not a solicitation nor an endorsement for investment. You do so at your sole discretion. We suggest you do your due diligence. We are not financial advisors. Tokens are highly risky and you could lose all of your invested money. With that, let me come to the most exciting part today. Our guest speaker, Lawrence Richardson, as a former electronics, FX, and metals trader for Citi, the largest bank in FX, Lawrence learned firsthand all aspects of the global FX market. His entrepreneurial spirit, mixed with his passion for trading and fairness in the markets, led him to found ZeroSum and the ZFX token. Lawrence first became involved in the world of cryptocurrencies when he built and operated a Bitcoin miner from his college dorm room. Lawrence holds a degree in computer science, cum laude, from the University of Richmond. With that, let's describe the company, ZeroSum. The ZeroSum platform is a peer versus peer competitive platform that allows individuals to create and participate in competitions that require a measurable skill in a given subject matter. Users enter with a defined entry fee, and if victorious against their peers, win prizes immediately. Initially created to isolate trading skills in trading competitions, the platform and technology base are extensible in order to support any desired peer versus peer competition event. The ZeroSum platform is already built and available at www.zerosummarkets.com. Ongoing development and support for third-party implementations are continuing to bolster the ZFX token. ZeroSum is a groundbreaking blockchain technology platform that empowers individuals to demonstrate their skills in a competitive format against their peers. Without further ado, help me welcome Lawrence Richardson.
Hi, Lawrence. How are you?
Good. Doing well.
Awesome. Welcome. Welcome to this episode of Crypto Nights. We are very excited. And this is a totally disruptive new area for us. So I'm crazy excited to have you on board.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So I want to start off by asking you about the ZFX token. What is it? Can you explain it at a high level?
So the ZFX token is going to be the token on the platform of ZeroSum Markets. And ZeroSum Markets was our initial foray into daily financial trading. So if you think of daily fantasy sports, DraftKings, FanDuel, daily financial trading is essentially the same concept applied to financial markets. And the ZFX token is going to be the backbone of that platform. And from there, we're decentralizing it, opening up the software so other people can put up their own daily fantasy trading platforms. And the use case for ZFX token is going to be applied everywhere.
So let me understand this. So I'm a guy who wants to understand, how do I play in the stock markets? And I want to get into a flight simulation. I want to get into a safe environment where I can try out, play, and learn some tactics before I play with real money. Is that what we're talking about?
So yes and no. So daily fantasy trading is essentially, you're still trading real market data in the markets, but you don't actually own any underlying stocks or equities or FX or crypto. But what you are doing is you're trading your performance against your peers. So in real markets, you have a ton of structural disadvantages. You have to compete against banks. You have to compete against hedge funds. You have to compete against 1,001 different market variables that you can't necessarily control and are structured against the average retail trader. But people still do it. Why do they do it? People love to trade. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to isolate trading as a skill set and say, hey, you might be better than your buddy and you want to compete against him directly. Well, we're giving you a platform to do that. And that's what ZeroSum Markets is all about, essentially, is allowing people to compete against each other in a peer versus peer format.
And does this have a serious underlying intent, or is it supposed to be primarily for entertainment?
Our intent is you can make the same amount of money trading on our platform as if you were to go into the market and trade that way. What we do though is our offering gives you a better risk profile. So in the market, you're necessarily using leverage for high returns. You have margin calls, you have stops, you have a ton of market structure that you have to overcome to earn a significant return. Whereas in our format, the structure is, okay, you have an entry fee, you're competing against 1,000 people, you can never lose more than your entry fee, but you can win a very large outsized return if you are the best trader in that room. And so that's the competitive advantage that we're trying to offer to our users.
And the winnings are coming from the admission fee that everybody is paying. And
exactly.
Some portion of that will be retained by you as the profits for the company, and some of it is paid out to some kind of, in some order of the winners,
exactly.
Maybe 1, 2, 3 type of a thing.
And so one of the really interesting things that comes from this format is, let's say, terrible day in the markets, right? Bloodbath, everything went down.
Yeah.
Everyone in the competition could theoretically lose money in the competition, but someone's going to walk away with first place. Someone's going to walk away with second place. So it's really who does the best within that group. And that's a really unique format. You can't really get it anywhere else. And so it's a really fun environment. And we have it live on our demo platform already. So the technology is built and we're moving forward with a lot of really cool integrations.
My God, Lauren, this is a crazy thing. It's almost like a blend of the real with the fiction. You know, it's almost like a blend of those two. You created an environment which is actually real data. At the same time, it's in some sense, you have limited my losses to the price of admission rather than the amount of money invested, which is huge, right? Yeah. But the potential for winning is a skill-based thing. It's on how good I am. Did I get this? Okay, fantastic. Wow. I've never heard of anything like this. I'm very excited about that. And so can you drill down and explain the daily fantasy format? You know, how did it come about? Why would you constrain that? I understand some of the things you mentioned about the number of variables being limited, but can you help drill that down? Can you tell us some examples, use cases along the way?
Yeah. So the reason we chose this format is if you look at the traditional retail FX trader setup, you're constrained to a single broker. They give you the rates, they give you their own price feed. You, even though FX is a fungible currency, you don't have your position on 10 different web page or brokerages. You have your position with them, you have your margin calls with them. Every time you do a trade, they give you the bid offer. And the main reason that retail traders lose money, and the figure is something in the realm of 80% of retail traders lose money within a year. Why is that? Because they overtrade. And the way the market is structured, overtrading absolutely decimates your returns. You could be a phenomenal trader, but trading fees will eat into those returns and you probably will end up not making any money. Whereas in the daily fantasy format, what we do is we create an environment, you pay your entry fee. Now you can trade 1,000 times within that competition. It's not going to matter in terms of your fees that you're paying out. So you can try a lot of unique strategies that would cost you a lot of money in a real market environment. Whereas now you're essentially, you're testing out a new strategy. Okay, that didn't work, but maybe you've learned something new. You only paid your entry fee. You didn't pay 10X in terms of spread and bid offer fees. So that was the initial premise. And then from there, we built out a lot of additional functionality.
And I know this is a crazy question, but it's a crazy environment as well, you must admit. So if I come in to your environment and can I do algorithmic trading, can I actually program some things and have it run automatically? Is that possible?
So currently we have focused on the human aspect of trading, but we have looked into offering algorithmic trading competitions. And what we want to do is we want to segregate them. So have algos competing against algos, have humans competing against humans, because that was part of the initial premise of removing the trader from the current market structure. The current market structure, you have hedge funds, you have algos, you have high frequency shops. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to isolate the human element of trading. But yeah, definitely in the future, it's something that we're looking forward to.
You have created an environment where you have provided more even playing field. So it made it kind of a slightly more fairer environment. I'm a trader, so I'm going to compete with traders. Hey, I'm an algo. I'm going to compete up against algos, right? So you, I think you're trying to level the playing field and put a boundary saying, hey, these are the only players allowed in this environment. So it's kind of an even playing field. You will feel that it's a more fair environment to play in.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you had... Now, let me understand this. You are not starting off new. This is a pre-existing business. You've already been running this software, et cetera, right?
Yes. So the company started in 2015. We've put in a lot of development into it. So we already have an existing product. What we're doing with the ZFX token is we're essentially recreating the backbone of the software. So the software already built, you can go and you can demo it online at zerosummarkets.com. And that's able to be tested. And we have games running right now. We have demo competitions. So feel free to check that out. But the ZFX token is adding a lot of additional functionality. And it's too much right now to go over, but it's all in our white paper at zfxtoken.com. So I highly encourage anyone who this is remotely interested to go read it in full. And there's a lot of great detail there.
Okay. So zerosummarkets.com is where somebody can go in and actually play.
Yeah, exactly.
Play with it, right? And then zfxtoken.com is where somebody would go in and read the white paper.
Yep.
And understand about the ICO and what is a token do, what is the value of the token, why should they invest in it, all of those kinds of things.
Okay. Exactly.
That kind of makes sense. Now, without going into the details of the token, that not the purpose of this call, what was the need that drove you to create a token?
So with our current platform and with the blockchain, what we really wanted to do is we wanted to offer, okay, so with traditional deposits, you just deposit fiat, you get paid out in fiat. What the token offers us to do is with our current platform, we are open sourcing the technology behind that. So let's say we run Zero Sum Markets. Let's say there's a competitor who wants to run a similar fantasy trading application, but they want to do the structure slightly different. With the token, okay, now you can transfer your essentially profile and your account from one to the other. In addition, it allows us to do really interesting things with bonus structures and tiering structures for loyalty. And one of the other really great features that we're adding into is something called the sentiment engine. So if you're using the ZFX token on any given platform, the sentiment engine aggregates and consolidates all trades across all platforms, sanitizes the data, and then outputs it into something called a sentiment feed. So outside users, or outside parties who are interested in a sentiment data feed, which is essentially just an alpha signal, and they will pay a subscription fee to acquire that data feed. And all of the users on the site are rewarded for their input into that data feed. So essentially, just for using the platform, you're rewarded because you're providing value and you're providing valuable trade data to someone who wants an alpha signal. So it's a way we tie all of that together, and the blockchain really made that happen. And so that was part of the need for switching over to an Ethereum-based backbone.
Okay. So I think if I could understand the broad dynamics of your token, it actually makes sense that you're making trading possible within tokens. Therefore, you can do thousands of trades at extremely low fraction of a cost. And I'm probably getting admission by buying into the tokens. And then you're allowing other, like you said, competitors to Zero Sum Markets to use it, because this whole token framework comes in an instant for them to roll out. And then, so probably you have a limited number of tokens, and then people are buying into tokens when they want to play. And then these tokens are being used by multiple companies that are in this fantasy arena, trading arena. So the demand is potentially going to multiply with a limited supply of tokens increasing the value over time.
Exactly. And on a high level, our ultimate goal is anything with a data feed should be able to be traded. If you have a data feed for weather or you have a data feed for a CDS, anything that a normal person wouldn't have any means of trading or competing with or being able to express a viewpoint on within our system and within our platforms, as long as we get that data feed, we can provide that for our users. And that's the ultimate goal.
Okay, that is fantastic. Okay, so a pre-existing proven business, which is being put on steroids in some sense, and you're building a framework, it's like a meta framework that can be utilized not only by zero-sum markets, by many other companies in that similar area. And that that parent blockchain that you're creating, the I don't know what you call it, the platform, the protocol, that one is what you're ICOing right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what our token sales for, yes.
Okay. So can you talk a little bit about the token sale, the dates, the timelines, and you already told us a website where we can go to. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're currently in pre-sale. So if anyone is interested, head over to ZFX token, and we're going to have some additional information up there coming shortly. Our go live date is January 3rd. One of the really cool things that we've done is we've partnered with New Alchemy, who has run over $4.2 billion in market cap of previous token sale offerings. So they have some really cool past companies that they've worked with. We're partners with them. All of the token sale contracts have been audited by Bach Consulting. So everything that we are doing for the security, peace of mind of everyone who wants to participate and join us.
Wow, that is fantastic. I think you addressed a lot of issues that are, I mean, now I'm putting on the hat of an investor, right?
Exactly.
And you have kind of hit every one of my concerns right there. Because that is an issue, right? One is legitimacy of the business. That is one of the things you solved. You're a pre-existing business. You have experience. You actually succeeded in that. And then you learned enough to actually make a framework that is useful to many other similar companies. So that gives the credibility to you and your team that you're capable of executing. And then now you're saying, hey, not only are we a good business potentially and a good token potentially and all of that because of the design and a good team that can execute. By the way, we are also protecting you from a security angle by partnering with all these other people that have huge amount. I mean, 4 billion, that's a huge amount of money to have been raised in ICO. So I think from a due diligence from your side, I think you have an entire checklist of things that you have executed extremely well. I think I have covered many of the things I wanted to, but are there things that I probably missed? Are there things that you wanted to mention to our audience that they could benefit from?
You were very thorough in covering all of the important topics. Yeah, the thing that I want to highlight essentially is the utility of our token. I think it's very well covered within our white paper. I greatly encourage people to go read it because I know there's so much noise out there in the marketplace that you really need to dig down and see what companies you're interested in, what the backgrounds are. And we're a great team and we really enjoy people reaching out to us. If you want to talk to us just on a personal level, we're constantly in our Discord channel. So if you have any trading questions, whether it's retail FX, whether it's crypto, all of our professional backgrounds are very well ingrained into institutional trading. And we're trying to bring that expertise to everyone on the retail side. So any questions, we're always here and happy to answer.
Lawrence, thank you for joining us, and I wish you all the best. I wish you a very successful token sale. I'm sure it's going to be.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.